ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 4, the Hunksaguya Prayers, Text 49 and 50. We'll read Text 49.
Sa vai yada mahadeva.
Is that the right verse? Oh, 50 is on the board. Okay, we'll read Text 50.
Ata me abhihitaha devaha tapaha atapyata darunam nava vishvasrujaha yushman yena adau asrujat vibhuhu atame bhihito devas tapo tapyata darunam nava vishvasrujo yushman yena dava svijad vibhu atame bhito devas tapo tapyata darunam nava vishvasrujo yushman yena dava svijad vibhu atame bhito devas tapo tapyata darunam nava vishvasrujo yushman yena dava svijad vibhu. O devas tapo tapyata darunam nava vishvasrujo yushman yena dava svijad vibhu atame bhito devas. Nava vishvasrujo yushman yena dava.
Someone else can chant.
Atame bhito devas tapyata darunam nava vishvasrujo yushman nava svijad vibhu atame bhito devas tapo tapyata darunam nava vishvasrujo yushman nava svijad vibhu.
Ladies, ladies, can you see the board? You can see the verse, ladies.
Devas tapo tapyata darunam nava vishvasrujo yushman yena dava svijad vibhu.
Any other mutages?
Atta, at that time. May, by me. Abhihitaha, advised. Devaha, that Lord Brahma. Tapaha, austerity. Atapyata, performed. Darunam, extremely difficult. Nava, nine. Vishvashrijaha, important personalities to create the universe. Yushman, all of you. Yena, by whom? Adao, in the beginning. Asrijat, created. Vibhu, the great. And I'll read the first, I'll read the previous verse also because they're together here. Savayada Mahadevo Mamaviryo Pabrimhitaha Mene Kilam Ivatmanam Udyata Svarga Karmani. This is both verses now. When the chief of the Lord of the Universe, when the chief Lord of the Universe, Lord Brahma, Svayambhu, having been inspired by my energy, was attempting to create, he thought himself incapable. Therefore, I gave him advice, and in accordance with my instructions, he underwent extremely difficult austerities. Mahadeva, yeah. Because of these austerities, the great Lord Brahma was able to create nine personalities, including you, to help him in the functions of creation. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nothing is possible without tapasya. Yeah. And I'll give a comment. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mamai bhangso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manakshastran indriyani prakriti stani karshati. This karshati means struggle. The living entities in the material world, they have to struggle to live, to eat, even though they're eternal. Even though they don't require any food, the soul certainly does not require water or air because it's spiritual. It has nothing to do with it. But because the living entities want to be independent enjoyers, then they have to struggle. So this tapasya is meant for the material world, not for the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, no tapasya is required. We were reading yesterday how in the spiritual world, the living entities receive their spiritual bodies, which are quite similar to Krishna's body, made of the same Satchidananda. And just as Krishna, in his unlimited way, has unlimited abilities to enjoy and perform activities, similarly the living entities, not unlimitedly, but in a limited way. Because they're not Vibhu. Vibhu means the greatest, that's Krishna. But still, they can eat. I was thinking when we heard it yesterday that you can eat as much as you like. How nice that would be. In the spiritual world, you can eat. No limit. You can take so much. Because the eating process is done spiritually and it's not dependent on different anatomy of the body, digestive tracts, blood vessels, air supply. It's not dependent on that. It's spiritual. So, this tapasya, this is the material world. If you want to accomplish anything in the material world, tapasya. Now, as far as for us, we're in the material world. If we hadn't left the spiritual world, Krishna Prema Nitya Siddha Sadhuka Bhana, the living entities are by nature eternal and eternal lovers of Krishna. But somehow or other, due to our misuse of free will, we've come to the material world. Now we're in a precarious position. Once you've fallen into a well, you have to make a lot of effort to get out. This is not the time to relax. Once you've fallen into a well, you know, say, well, I'm in this well, just relax, take things easy. No, that's not the time. Once you're free, once you're out of the well, then you can relax in a comfortable situation, but not while you're in the well, because time is ticking away. The kala, nature, material nature, another name for material nature is kala, time. What is the nature of time? Destruction. Destroys everything. Changes everything, destroys everything. Nothing in the material world is not affected by time. The only things that aren't affected by time are spiritual things, because time doesn't exist on the spiritual platform. It's eternality, and it's not deteriorating. But we have this material body in the material world and the material universes, and therefore the destruction is going on. So how to counteract, how to save ourselves from this position? We have to strenuously take up this tapasya. Tapo divyam puttaka yena sattvam yasmad brahmasokyam tvanantam. If we want to return to the spiritual nature, if we want to get out of the diseased condition we're in, we have to make some effort. And that effort includes some tapasya. Tapasa brahmachar jena samena cha damena cha. The austerities begin with brahmacharya, celibacy. Why? Because we need this vital fluid in the body to nourish the brain and to vitalize the body for understanding the absolute truth. It's not to be wasted for other things. We need to utilize the faculties that we have to the best capacity. This body is manusham durlabham janma. It's very rarely achieved. It's a great boon to get the human form of life. And when one gets such a body, if he utilizes it properly, tapasa brahmachar jena samena cha damena cha, he uses it to serve the Lord in performing austerity. Austerity, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam shikshartam eka purushat purana kripambudhya yastamaham prapadye shri krishna chaitanya sharididari. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown the example of how to engage tapasya in the service of the Lord. He took sannyas. He's the supreme enjoyer. But he didn't come in the mood of the enjoyer, but rather in the mood of the renouncer and the servant. Oh, he's the Yuga avatar for Kali Yuga. He's showing us to renounce the material world by engaging in the positive activity of Sankirtan. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangas Chaparshidam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Those who are intelligent will join Lord Chaitanya, join the Sankirtan movement, spread Krishna consciousness, chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. That's the best prayer. Actually, even by chanting Hare Krishna, one is performing austerity because it's austerity of speech. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that we should recite the Vedas. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate Iti Shodashakam Namnam Kalikalma Shanashanam. Out of all the Vedas, there's no method better for counteracting the pernicious effects of Kali Yuga than to chant these 16 words, the Maha Mantra. This is the essence of all the Vedas, to glorify Krishna, to know Krishna. And a little bit of austerity is required. If you want to be a yogi, whether you want to be an Astanga yogi or a Jnana yogi or a Karma yogi or a Bhakti yogi, some austerity is required. Yam Niyam. So Yam Niyam can be summarized as the four regulative principles. That's what we're given. When we take to the process of bhakti seriously, then we become initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, and he guides us in following this renunciation, this vairagya, yam niyam. It's also the first two principles, or the first two stages of the Astanga Yoga system, which is not possible in this age. But Bhakti Yoga is possible, and they begin on the same point. But Bhakti Yoga is so much easier, you would wonder why someone would try the more difficult path. And the reason they do try that is because they don't understand that they're not the body yet. They're still in the bodily conception of life. They're thinking, I'm the body. And they may still have some desires to get mystic powers and to lord it over material energy. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami akaleya shanta, Krishna bhakta nishkama ateva shanta. But the bhakta, he's peaceful, he has no more material desires. His desire is simply to carry out the mission of the Lord, that's all. And because that's his desire, he's peaceful. He's not greedy. He's not lusty. Lust and greed come because I have some material desire to fulfill. And I want to accomplish it. I want to achieve it. One way or another. But when one realizes I'm not the body, this material body. I'm eternal spirit soul. Jiver Surup Hoy Nichera Krishna Das. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. I don't need anything material to serve Krishna. If Krishna gives something, if Krishna wants me to serve Krishna in a particular way, and he gives some opulence, I can use that for serving Krishna. I don't have to reject that. The impersonalists, because their knowledge is not so complete, they may reject material opulence because they don't know that it's actually spiritual when it's used for Krishna. When wealth is used for Krishna, just like here, this is a beautiful temple, wealthy temple. But the result is that so many souls are becoming Krishna bhaktas because of this temple. Therefore, it's completely spiritual. Every atom in this temple complex, Hare Krishna land, is completely spiritual. And if we're here, engaged in devotional service, then we're also spiritual. And the result will be that when we give up this body, Chaktva Deham Panar Janma Naiti Mami Tisorjana, we'll go back to home, back to Godhead, because we don't have a desire to stay in the material world for material enjoyment. That's why we're in these temples. That's why these temples are constructed. Someone may wonder, why do we construct costly temples, we have to maintain them. But these temples are not ordinary, just like when Krishna came to this planet and he wanted to establish a place, a city that would be for pure devotional service, he took a portion of Vaikuntha and established it as Dvaraka from the spiritual world, a section of Dvaraka. Yeah, a section of Vaikuntha is Dvaraka. So that means Dvaraka is completely spiritual. And Prabhupada said, these temples are non-different than Vaikuntha and non-different than Goloka Vrindavan. So we're here, we don't need to go anywhere. You may say, well, this is Mumbai, you know, there's some smog and there's beeping of horns. But no, this is not Mumbai. This is Vaikuntha. This is Goloka Vrindavan. And we can be fully absorbed in the Lord's pastimes here by engaging in our devotional service, and everything becomes auspicious. And the austerities, even the tapasya becomes blissful. Just like for the materialist, if you say, all right, practice brahmacharya, he says, oh, no. You're taking my life away. Was that Marquis of Zetland. So the Marquis of Zetland was approached by one of Prabhupada's godbrothers. Or he approached... Anyway, they had become friends. So he said to Prabhupada's godbrother, can you make me a Brahmin? And the devotee said, yes. How do I become a Brahmin? Well, you have to abstain from meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. And he said, impossible. This is our life. So if you present these austerities to the materialist, they consider it to be impossible. But for a devotee, it's very joyful. Susukam kartamavyam. It's joyfully performed. Brahmachari life is much happier than indulgence in sense gratification. There's no comparison. But for the materialist, he also says there's no comparison, but the other way. He says, I'm much happier than you could be without it. And the devotee says, we're much happier without these things. So, that's tapasya. Tapasya on the spiritual platform is blissful. It's the whole process of devotional service is one of happiness. It's very easy and happy. Let's continue in the purport. Lord Brahma, however, was empowered to create this entire universe because of his austerities. So, austerities can be used to serve Krishna. Not only Brahma used austerities to serve Krishna, but even Krishna's mother and father in previous situation, they performed great austerities, fasting, abstaining from sense indulgence. And what was their reason? We want to become pure enough and elevated enough so that we can serve the Lord in the capacity of mother and father of the Lord. That's a wonderful desire. That's not bad. Having desire is not bad. But the desire has to be in line, in conjunction with the Supreme Lord's desire. Then desire is very good. Just like we know that Krishna wants that this message be spread all over the world. Yayidam paramam guyam mad bhaktesha vidashati. One who preaches Krishna consciousness is the most dear to me. There'll never be one more dear. So if we say, well, I would like to preach to please the Lord, then I will be dear to Krishna. That's a good desire. That's not a bad desire. You don't have to be afraid. If you're doing what the Lord wants, then you don't have to be afraid of sinful reactions. Sarva dharman parichaja mamekam sharanam braja ahang tvang sarva pape bhyo moksha ishami maushucha. Arjuna in the beginning was very worried about sinful reactions that would be accrued to him and others by the fighting of the Kurukshetra battle. He was very concerned. But Krishna assured him, if you're doing what I want, there's no sinful reactions can touch you. Now, how do we know what Krishna wants now? You could say, Krishna was present on the battlefield, on the chariot, but we're not Arjuna, we don't have Krishna on our chariot. But the spiritual master is given the power of attorney to speak on behalf of Krishna. The spiritual master tells us what Krishna wants us to do, day by day, minute by minute, year by year, and even lifetime. Therefore, the austerities that we perform for pleasing Krishna, that's very good. That's to be considered favorable for the discharge of devotional service, but not for any other purpose. For example, fasting for pleasing the Lord, that's acceptable. Fasting on Ekadashi, Janmashtami, these are considered pious, and one should do it. But fasting for some political purpose to remove the British from India, that's material. That's not spiritual. That doesn't benefit anyone spiritually. It has to be under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master. Continuing in the purport, the more we engage in austerities, the more we become powerful by the grace of the Lord. Therefore, Rishabhdev advised his sons, Tapo Dibyam Putrakayena Sattvam Shudyet. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified. Bhagavatam 5.5.1. In our material existence, we are impure, and therefore we cannot do anything wonderful. But if we purify our existence by tapasya, we can do wonderful things by the grace of the Lord. Therefore, tapasya is very important, as stressed in this verse. So that's the program. Rising early, bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is perfect process because in Kali Yuga, we're not able to perform very many austerities. Manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya, hubadrita. We're slow. We're bad. We're always disturbed. We're unlucky, unfortunate, easily cheated. What austerities can we perform? Sometimes people try this meditation process. It takes such a long time, thousands of years, to perfect meditation. The Ashtanga Yoga system. We can't do that. So don't waste time trying to do something that you cannot do, that's impossible. But in this age, the process is very simple. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one perfects his yoga practice. Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva means there's no other process that will be effective in this age. Not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga. Therefore, our business should be to teach bhakti yoga, specifically the chanting of the holy names, not to teach other things. There are so many other cheaters who will teach people how to practice yoga asanas and maintain their material lives at the same time. We should not be engaged in that. We should teach pure bhakti. We're certified as pure bhakti teachers, provided we practice. Then the Krishna conscious movement will grow unlimitedly. We can see that because of Prabhupada's austerities and purity, this movement is growing. And we can't help but marvel how Prabhupada had the vision for a Hare Krishna land at a time when no one else could understand the importance of this place. But now we see. All of Prabhupada's desires, all of his visions, if executed according to his desire, will lead to grand success, wonderful things. And we can all become wonderful. Even though we're not wonderful now, at least speaking for myself, not wonderful now. But just as a little piece of wire, even if the wire is a little rusty, if you connect it to the powerhouse, it can carry the current, a big, powerful current. It can run a whole factory, a whole city. So even though we may be tiny and small and insignificant, but when we're connected through yoga, bhakti yoga, then Krishna can use us, nimittamatram bhava savyasachin. He can use us as His instrument. We can do wonderful things. Not that we should be proud of what we're doing, but we should be proud that we're connected to the supreme powerhouse, to the supreme controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Any questions? We have a microphone for questions?
Hare Krishna. It is quite possible that the living entities might have fallen from Golok Vrindavan, Vaikunth, as well as maybe Ayodhya also. And now, during this lifetime, by the grace of spiritual master, if they come to the point of perfection in devotional service, will they return to their respective loka or they will return to Golok?
Okay. You can go back to Goloka in this lifetime. It doesn't depend on previous activities. Because when one engages fully in devotional service, he has no more karma. He's surrendered to Krishna. So there's nothing pushing him. Why should he go to Brahmajyoti if he wants to serve Krishna in loving devotion? Why should he go to Brahmajyoti? There's no service there. Or very little service there compared to the service in Goloka.
No, previously, suppose the living entity was in Vaikuntha.
Wherever the living entity comes from, if he's surrendered to Krishna, and if he's attached to Lord Ramachandra, then he can go to Ayodhya and serve Lord Ramachandra forever. So Krishna fulfills, Yayatamam prapajyate tang sataiva bhajamya. Those who want to be with Lord Ramachandra eternally in Vaikuntha, in Ayodhya Vaikuntha, then the Lord fully fulfills that. And there's no higher or lower in Vaikuntha. It's not that there's higher. This higher or lower conception is a mundane conception that we have in the material world. Any other questions? Here? Here? Next.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Swami Prabhupada Ji, in his most of the commentaries he has written, unflinching devotion to Lord Krishna is the only aim in life. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 12, which contains 20 shlokas, from 13 to 20, 32 qualities of a true bhakta is written. Adveshta sarvabhutanam maitra karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankara samadukha sukakshami. The first quality is adveshta. You shouldn't despise anybody. Dvesh. A sadhaka, a jiva, how can he cultivate all these 32 qualities?
The automatically. By devotional service. Yas yasti bhakti bhagavat yakinchana sarvaya gunais tatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya mahad guno manoritain asato davato bahi. By performing devotional service, all the good qualities naturally adorn themselves. Whether he was born that way with the good qualities or the divine qualities or not. In the case of Arjuna, he was born with them. In the case of many of us, we were not born with them. But by practicing devotional service under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, the good qualities naturally develop. Because the soul is by nature good. As Krishna is good, the soul is also his part and parcel. So we just have to perform devotional service, then all the good qualities will naturally develop in your person. You'll become, Prabhupada gave the example. These devotees, he said, as soon as they come here, they give up smoking. Otherwise, a person has to work so hard how to give up smoking, and then he keeps going back, or how to give up alcohol, they have Alcoholics Anonymous, or how to give up illicit sex. These things are all very difficult for those who are not engaged in devotional service. But for one who is engaged in devotional service, giving them up is very easy.
Hare Krishna.
Next. After.
Next. Maharaj, about tapasya, generally our philosophy of Krishna consciousness is susukham kartum avyayam, that we, if someone is doing tapasya, generally is told that it's like take it easy and just chant Hare Krishna and no need to perform so many austerities unnecessarily. But at the same time, here we understand that without tapasya we cannot gain anything. So as a person, how we should see that we are doing enough tapasya to keep ourselves?
The six Goswamis, they performed austerities, reducing sleeping, reducing eating. But what were they doing? Nana shastra vichara naikinipano sad dharma sangstapako. They were very active in devotional service, spreading Krishna consciousness. So we may be performing austerities with some, there may be some slight tinge that I want to become famous as a tapasvi. I want to get powers. I can lord it over others. Hiranyakashipu performed austerities, but what did he use it for? For conquering Indra, and then he wanted to kill God. So we have to be careful about our desires. If your desire is pure, then austerity will come naturally, and nobody will object. But if it's, instead of performing our regular services, if we want to perform some austerity for some other purpose, then that may not be beneficial for devotional service. So we have to be cautious. The Guru will guide you. Guru will know. If you say, I'd like to, it's like one disciple, he approached the spiritual master, he said, I want to do a parikram all around, very holy place. Guru didn't agree to that. He didn't think that was the best way to spread Krishna consciousness. So therefore, we shouldn't be attached to our own ideas of austerities if they come in conflict with the spiritual master's idea. Yes, there.
Hare Krishna. Dear Lord, Krishna asked Arjuna to do one's prescribed duty in a spirit of detachment for one's own purification. So I wanted to understand, how do I determine what's the prescribed duty at this point of time? Because at that time there was correct classifications into Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra.
Yes.
So right now it's not there. So how do I determine what's my prescribed duty?
Your prescribed duty at this point is adho shraddha tatha sarusanga. So you have a little faith in Krishna. Now you need to increase that faith in Krishna. And that faith will be increased by sarusanga, association with sadhus. You need to associate with sadhus as much as you can. By associating with sadhus, then naturally you will get transcendental knowledge, you will be engaged in devotional service, you will be engaged in renunciation, you'll get everything. And all your material necessities will be taken care of also. Krishna takes care of that easily. He's taking care of all the trillions of living entities, the elephants. They're getting their food, 40 kilos a day. They don't have to work for it. So we don't have to work separately from devotional service. So as you associate with devotees, they will convince you that if you engage in Krishna's service, all your necessities will be taken care of and you'll achieve the highest perfection. That's what Krishna says. So the main thing is associate with devotees. Then the next stages will naturally come. Question here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Material world, after all, is a material world. So, do you think it is possible for a devotee practicing Krishna's consciousness to acquire a spiritual body even in the material world?
It's possible. Yes. There are some occasions of that. Because as far as the particulars and how to go about that or how that's accomplished, we may not discuss that at this point. But the principle is that yes, one can become, if he utilizes this, it's the principle, the same principle, why the sannyasi's body is put in samadhi. The body is not cremated like other dead bodies because it's considered that the body is being fully utilized and it's fully spiritual, therefore it doesn't need to be cremated. It can be maintained.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, in this verse there is a reference to how Lord Brahma created the universe after undergoing austerity. And then we see further description of how he is on the lotus stem, he is performing austerity and then he dives and all that. But scientific people read such descriptions, they find it very hard to understand.
And scientific people say that the universe came out of the void.
No,
that's what scientific, you said scientific people. I'm assuming you're referring to modern scientific people. Is that not the prevailing view of cosmology? That the universe came out of the void by accident and then accidentally became alive? That's scientific? What is scientific about that?
No, so point is this is...
So you said scientific people. I want to find out if they're actually scientific people. What kind of science is it that says that the universe comes out of the void? What does void mean? What does void mean? Nothing. Isn't there a law that matter cannot be created and destroyed? Isn't that a scientific law? So how can you say that the universe, which is something, came out of nothing and call that science? I don't consider them scientists. That's the basic principle. Something doesn't come out of nothing. I'm not taking your question lightly. I'm just getting to the point of what is a scientist. A scientist is one who has some evidence. We see that this universe is working on the principle of intelligence. There's design. There's control. The sun rises at exactly the right time. This is not happening accidentally. We don't see it that a Rolex watch accidentally comes about given 5 million years or 10. How many billions of years would you like to wait for a Rolex watch to come out of nothing? Or even if you supply the ingredients, you put some plastic, you put some glass, you put some stone, whatever it is. How long will it take for it to organize itself into a perfectly functioning Rolex watch? This is not scientific. They're not scientific. Anyone who doesn't accept Krishna is not scientific. He would have to present a better theory, a better proposal than a supreme being. I don't consider universes coming out of nothingness to be a better proposal. Therefore, I don't accept them as scientists. Okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, accept my humble obeisances to your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna.
Please provide your expert comments on Dhruv Maharaj performing severe austerities as per Narada's instruction and still meditating within heart on Lord Narayana when Lord Narayana himself manifested outside. So he could see Lord Narayana with his charma chakshu, material eyes.
Yes.
So what is that divine experience, that the form which we are realizing within our heart is manifesting outside?
Yes, same form. Lord is inside. He's inside, he's outside. He's in the heart. If he wishes, he can appear outside. So that in that case, his meditation broke. The Lord within the heart was no longer visible. So he opened his eyes and then he saw the Lord there. So the Lord in the heart, Krishna says, I'm the Lord in everyone's heart. That's the same Krishna. It's the same deity we have. This is the Lord in the heart. So we don't have to meditate on the Lord in the heart, which is a very difficult Ashtanga Yoga process. We can meditate on the Lord in the temple. And we can meditate on the Lord in the holy name.
Fine.
These are very easy ways to approach the Lord.
Thank you. But as far as Srila Prabhupada is concerned, we have to meditate within our heart and within our mind. Because Prabhupada is no more with us physically.
Yes, now we have Vapu Seva and Vani Seva. So now we have his instructions. And you can also get some Vapu Seva. We come, we offer garlands, we bathe the Murti daily, we offer food to. So both are there, Vapu and Vani. You can do both still.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Maharaj, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvan Bhavartate. Krishna's body is fully spiritual. So how material world comes out from spirit?
Yes. How does the prison come out of the government? Prison, we may consider a prison a bad place, a place for torture. But the government doesn't consider it for torture. Considers it a very good place. So nothing, sarvam kalvidam brahma, in the ultimate sense, nothing is material. Because he is the supreme electrician that can turn the wire, he can make it heating and cold. He has that power. Parashya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shuryate Sobhavaki Gyanabala Kriyacha. He has all the powers to make matter to spirit, spirit into matter. He has different energies. I'll give you an example. One devotee asked Prabhupada, he was a female devotee, so she asked Prabhupada, why is there in the material world? And Prabhupada said, what is your idea? Why is there? So she asked, why is there Maya? Why is there this material energy? She was thinking it's bad. Bad place. Why not just have spiritual? So Prabhupada asked her a question. He said, I'll ask you a question. I'll give you the answer this way. And he said, just because you're a nice girl, but if you pass some stool, does that mean you're not a nice girl? Of course, she might have been a little embarrassed by the question. But he explained that no, you're a nice girl, but because you pass some stool doesn't mean you're not a nice girl. So in the same way, the Lord is completely spiritual, and even though he produces this material world, it doesn't mean he becomes affected by anything contaminated. There's no contamination for him. Rishabhdev Maharaj, he was so pure that even he was passing stool and sitting in it, but it became so fragrant that it filled for miles around with the scent of sandalwood and aguru and camphor. It's not material. So when something is used, an iron rod, when it's put in the fire, it develops the quality of fire. Similarly, yuktahara viharasya, when you use the material energy in the service of the Krishna, it regains its spiritual nature. It becomes Krishnaized. This land, before there were different creatures on this land, it was overrun, but now it's regained its pure spiritual nature because it's using Krishna's service. I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.